Niger Delta Watch. Philanthropists organize football tournament for warring Urhobo communities by Idowu Bankole, Vanguard newspaper. Following the seasonal unabated crisis peculiar to some Urhobo communities in Ugeli North and South local government areas of Delta State, a philanthropist, Chief Lawrence Emereyo, has kick-started the process of ensuring lasting peace amongst Urhobo communities through the Chief Lawrence Emereyo Community Peace Cup. The football competition was kick-started by an opening match between Oteri and Emeraga communities at the Ugeli General Field, the venue for the 30-day tournament. According to the competition host, Chief Lawrence Emereyo, the football event is targeted at promoting peace between warring communities such as Ekwibo and Oto Iwereko in Ugeli North and Okwagbe and Ogwawa in Ugeli South. Speaking at the opening ceremony, he said he had decided to put the competition together out of his love for the Urhobo nation and not because he was having enough money to throw away. He pointed out that peace was paramount to the development of any society, as it was the first thing investors look out for before investing in any place, adding that football was one thing that brought people together and promoted peace. He said, "I am from the soil here, from Ugeli. I grew up here and have always enjoyed peace here. Some of the communities around, for instance, Ekwibo and Oto Iwereko, the crisis that does come up every time is to get this competition. I live in Abuja, but I took it upon myself that the only way to try to bring peace is to organize a competition like this. Football is a game that does not know the enemy. Everybody comes together to play, and I believe at the end of this competition that we have started, Ekwibo and Oto Iwereko, who are the people we are targeting, will have peace. This is the first edition of the competition. It is a continuous process. The youths are my target, and with a tournament like this, we will be able to identify talent and impact on them. The good ones that we will see among them, we will pick them and take them to the next level. I believe with this initiative, gradually, we are going to take them off the streets, one by one, and it will also dissuade their minds from antisocial vices." Emereyo further advised the youth to continue to give peace a chance, noting that there was no way violence has ever helped in solving problems. In their separate remarks, the monarch of Ugeli Kingdom, Wilson Ojakovo Oharisi III, the Ovi of Ugeli, and the chairman of Ugeli North Local Government Council, Mr. Godwin Adode, both commended Lawrence Emereyo for putting the competition together. Oharisi, who was represented by Chief Sunday Ogenovo, the Izomo of Ugeli Kingdom, said that it was not the absence of war that guarantees peace, but by ensuring that people's basic needs are provided for. Adode, who was represented by the secretary to the Ugeli North Local Government Council, Felix Odawobo, called for more similar gestures from well-to-do individuals in the society geared towards promoting peace in the local government. Recall that communal clashes have claimed many lives in Omawa and Okwabe, as well as Ekwibo and Oto Iwereko communities in recent times. 20 registered Urhobo communities, including Oto Iwereko, Ekwibo, and Okwagbe, would challenge for the grand prize of 1 million naira. This is the voice of Sylvia Akpan.